The Disappearing Practice of Christmas Caroling. When groups of friends walk through a neighborhood singing holiday songs. Now, technically, the original term Christmas carols is a subset of today's holiday music. Carols containing a more sacred content of lyrics recognizing the birth of Jesus Christ, different from songs of snow, presents, and sleigh rides. And while many of us retain the words of the carols, how much attention is given to the words we sing? I remember neighbors of my childhood who never attended a church. Seemed unusual in our neighborhood, and although my thoughts of faith were not very deep in those years, I now question, did they know what Christmas is? Do they know who Jesus is? I never discussed it with the two boys. I accepted the line of thought stating religion is personal, not to be discussed with others. Not that I would have had much to say. And maybe Jesus was not to their liking or interest. Should I care? Commentary from the Life Application Bible in the 65th chapter of Isaiah suggests the gospel of Jesus Christ is for every person, not a select group, and we are not to ignore or reject anyone when sharing the gospel, that we may be surprised at how many are sincerely searching for God. Yet my observation is many of us have trouble telling others of Jesus. What better time of year than now? So as I sing the familiar holiday lyric, "Say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet," am I able to combine with "Go tell it on the mountain"? What about telling the news of Jesus to friends you know and everyone you meet? The practice is unlikely to take hold, but something to consider for 2 minutes more.